I got all that. And really, that stuff, AIS Receive, at least I haven't bought a radio in 5 years, but AIS Receive and all the emergency stuff is built in almost every VHF radio now. And it's really not that hard to get it networked over to your chart plotter. AIS Transmit, it's probably more prevalent now than it used to be. I mean, why not do it? If you're setting up a new boat and setting up electronics, might as well do it. It's kind of cool. People can see you. And, I mean, if you're not going to be doing any big, heavy cruising, and you're just going to be... But even running around Lake St. Clair, you're coming back somewhere. You go somewhere and you go, you know, go to some bar or something, a restaurant. You're coming back across the lake at night in the dark. Having the AIS transmit on there is going to let other people see and help out. But the AIS receive with the chart plotter is just beautiful. And but with those other apps, you can do the same thing. So, you know, you probably do the whole damn thing on a cell phone right now. You got weather and the AIS plotter and the chart plotter in your phone. It's kind of fun, though, being a ham. I got my car all set up. I kind of like to get the boat all set up, too.
NAKPP, haven't said that for a while. After this, so we'll get a little break, see if anybody else wants to butt in, which is fine. I don't mean that meanly, but kind of hijacked the channel. But, yeah, it is all that stuff kind of goes hand in hand. You know, I mean, as far as ham radio and all the boat electronics and everything else, and you being a pilot, I'm sure, you know, that even enhances it, you know, as far as all of the stuff, because a lot of that stuff is kind of similar. So let's give it a second, see if anybody else wants in. NAKPP.
KF8S Mobile.
Hey, David.